Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, September 20th, and today's pod is the best one yet. Best pod we've ever done.
It is. It's the best one yet.
It's just the best one yet. Jack, what's our first story for the T-Boy?
The newest company to jump into space, the commercial space race, is Hilton Hotels.
Hilton Hotels. You got SpaceX, Virgin Galactic, and Paris Hilton.
And our second story is about the shopping mall. It's sinking, but one thing can save the American shopping mall. It's the gym.
The gym. Barry's Boot Camp is the new Bloomingdale's.
And our third and final story. First, Uber got hacked. And then Grand Theft Auto got hacked.
And it's all because of a teenager and a text message.
Is this a serial hacker?
It feels like we got a serial hacker. Did we alert someone?
Control-Alt-Delete?
The Department of whatever?
Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix.
Just amazing mix. I love the mix, man.
There was an 8-kilometer line yesterday in London for the Queen's funeral.
Paying their respects to the late Queen, her coffin, and her 2,868 diamond crown.
But Nick, many don't realize it's not just a royal family.
True.
It's a royal business.
And Jack, it's not just a business. It's basically a royal investment bank.
The New York Times crunched the numbers for us on the Queen's portfolio.
They whipped them up.
It is worth a whopping $28 billion.
$28 billion. It's known as the Duchy of Cornwall. It's worth more than five lifts.
That royal duchy fund, it goes back to 1337 because everything in the UK is very ancient.
Yeah, they've been pumping out dividends for the royal family since the Magna Carta.
Yeah, those polo clubs, they don't pay for themselves.
That's why the prince's first word was allowance.
Yetis, the royal fund has a CEO today and a staff of 150. Again, it's a business.
Yeah, Jack, because when your face is on the money, you got to make the money.
And in the last decade, the crown's portfolio has grown by 50% in value.
The queen wasn't really that into crypto.
But they are royally into real estate.
Yeah, we're talking castles, farms, fields, all of it.
Wind farms, charities, cricket stadiums, all owned by the royal family.
They got rental properties bringing in millions of pounds, baby.
Yeah, that anonymous VRBO account, it was Prince Charles.
Add up all that royal real estate. How much land are we talking about, Jack?
They own 130,000 acres of land.
That's as big as the city of Chicago. Do those logistics.
And all this value passes down to now King Charles tax-free.
It's good to be the king.
The new king. He's got to earn political capital with his British subjects.
Yeah, but he has plenty of capital to fall back.
It's good to be the king.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, NASA is working on four new space stations. One of them, though, is going to be designed by Hilton Hotels.
Because sometimes you don't work for pay. You pay for work.
Can you repeat that again one more time?
Not will work for pay. Will pay for work.
It sounds like a Village People song. Can you do it one more time for us, Jack?
No,
all right, never mind. All right.
I told you about my Court Jester issue.
I hear you. But Yetis, it is a sad situation, but we should tell you what's happening to the International Space Station.
It's retiring at the end of 2031.
It is. Then what happens, Jack?
NASA's going to bring it down from space in a controlled crash in the middle of the ocean. Big part of the Pacific Ocean, really far away from everything.
From people. Except for this unlucky tuna. All right. So Jack.
Now, here's the good news about the space station.
The ISS's retirement party can be celebrated in a brand new space station.
NASA is funding four separate replacements for the International Space Station, and all of them will be built by private companies.
Instead of building a space station itself, the government is going to auction off this job to private companies because it's more efficient.
But that led to some shocking news yesterday.
One of those space stations is going to be designed by Hilton Hotels.
Yeah, we repeat, Hilton Hotels. Hilton's not going to be in charge of like the propulsion or aerodynamics, you know?
They better not be.
They're doing the robes and the room service. That's what Hilton does.
That's right. Now, this is a three-company joint venture on the space station.
Because you got Hilton working with the Voyager Space Company.
Which is a private company.
And then you got Lockheed Martin working on this project, too.
Which is a public company. And again, this is just one of the four space stations being developed right now.
And Jack, how are they working on this space station, all three of them?
Okay, Voyager understands space.
Great.
Lockheed is experts in rockets.
Fantastic.
But who knows feng shui, Nick?
Yeah, like, who's going to know how to stick the mini fridge in the closet so delicately, you know?
Enter Hilton.
And who's going to put the chocolate on the pillows but make sure gravity like keeps it on the pillow when there's no gravity, you know what I mean?
That is, space was once a place for just flawless astronauts to enter.
1600 SAT, 0% body fat, no fear of anything.
Apollo 13 kind of situation.
But we're entering the second phase of the space industry, and that phase is focused on the consumer.
Yes, this is about tourism. We are beginning a big new market of space tourism.
When a new market opens up like this, it starts upmarket. Like, Jack, what's the average price again of a Virgin Galactic ticket to suborbital space?
To get into space, you have to pay $450,000 right now. So people are going to expect five-star amenities.
Well, this Hilton Space Station, also known as the Star Lab, is scheduled to arrive in 2027 with some pretty good amenities.
I assume, like, filtered, triple filtered, bottled air included.
Oh, Jack, we should share that detail we noticed from our research, right?
Okay, the founder of Hilton, back in 1967, actually drew up plans to have a hotel on the moon.
So there we go. 60 years later, his Hilton company is going to build a hotel up in space.
Houston, we have a garden view king size.
It's good to be the king. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Hilton Hotels?
Typically, you work for pay, but sometimes you must pay for work.
Yeah, not will work for pay, will pay for work. Yetis, imagine the brand implications if Hilton could say they designed the very first ever space hotel.
Imagine in 2035, the US president spends a night in space. It'll be on Hilton bedsheets.
The marketing value of being first in a new industry like space, that is priceless.
We don't know the business terms between Hilton and Voyager for this interior design work on the Star Lab.
But we bet that Hilton isn't getting paid a dime for this design work.
In fact, we think Hilton is probably paying Voyager for the honor of doing this work.
Just like when brands pay to be the official sponsor of blank apparel when it comes to the United States in the Olympics.
When a job brings so much prestige, that is a job worth paying to do.
We'll pay for work, not we'll work for pay. For our second story, only one thing can rescue your local shopping mall right now, and that thing is Barry's
boot camp.
Because Amazon destroyed malls, but it can't destroy your glutes like a HIIT workout can.
We're like priests preaching this stuff, like revenge experience. We've been saying revenge experiencing every week.
Revenge experiencing is our gospel right now. It's a theme that is defining trends in a bunch of industries.
Yeah, Americans are using gyms more than ever. In-person visits to gyms are up 13%. From before the pandemic.
Are you still riding on a solo Peloton experience alone in the basement?
Are you talking to yourself right now? What are you doing right now?
Thank you for 2 years of service, Cody Rigsby, but I have a new cure for my loneliness.
Oh, yeah, we do. Revenge experiencing. It means communal sweating.
People are getting back out there into Pilates studios, bar, spin, yoga, in person, in studio.
But funny thing Jack and I have noticed about sweat.
It's not just a workout.
No.
It's an economic flex.
Because when you've burned 1,000 calories, Yetis, you deserve to treat yourself.
A workout is like an economic hall pass.
It's like a post-workout cool down that leads to the post-workout go-to-town.
Go-to-town with your credit card.
Which has led to a new trend we're noticing in the greater shopping industry. At malls.
Shopping malls are capitalizing on this sweaty spending we're talking about.
Ipso facto, sweating leads to splurging.
Get this, the number one tenant that malls want right now is not the food court, it's not a grocery store, it's not a department store either.
Oh no, it's gyms. That's who malls want.
Unlike a movie watcher, a gym goer is more likely to stay at the mall afterwards to shop and to socialize.
Yeah, I can do the push-ups. I don't know, you want to meet at Jamba Juice or do you want to get some Dippin' Dots?
After that core finisher, you grab a $14 Buddha bowl with friends and then maybe a cute top at Everlane on your way out.
Bed Bath & Beyond, I don't know if we'll have enough time.
And the data backs this up.
It does.
Retail stores that are in the same shopping plaza as a gym get 2.5% more visitors, all else equal.
I can almost smell the Abercrombie cologne. Jack, that is according to the Wall Street Journal, and that's not the only data.
The sales boost is even higher if that gym is a boutique fitness studio.
Bar, Pilates, yoga studios.
Those boutique classes leave you especially hungry to spend that sweaty money on a cute top on your way out.
You keep saying cute top. What kind of cute top are you working with these days?
I'm trying the halter life.
I think it looks great.
Let me know if it's working.
You're pulling it off. It's fantastic. Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies apparently pumping iron in the mall industry?
To save the mall from sinking, the mall needs a new anchor.
Besties, the entire business model of the mall depends on one thing, the anchor tenant.
The anchor tenant. One major retailer to consistently draw in shoppers who will then spend everywhere else.
Now, for a century, that mall anchor tenant was consistently a department store. Picture Macy's.
But Macy's, JCPenney, Lord & Taylor, Sears, the Sports Authority, Forever 21, they've all declared bankruptcy in recent years.
Department stores have been hurt more by Amazon and online shopping than any other industry.
But what hasn't Amazon destroyed?
Interesting.
It hasn't destroyed your 50-minute squat rack routine.
And that's why your local mall wants Planet Fitness, Orange Theory, and Equinox to all become the new anchor tenant.
Bloomingdale's kept your local mall afloat for decades, but now Barry's Bootcamp will save it. Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
A lot of Yetis don't realize how much prep work goes into this pod.
We spend hours every morning jumping in T-boy style to earnings reports, CEO tweets, breaking news headlines.
Yeah, Jack and I are toggling tabs like you toggled IM convos in 2004.
Having 8 tabs open can be stressful. You don't need that, especially when investing.
Robinhood offers it all in one app.
Whether you want to trade options, ETFs, or stocks through Robinhood Financial,
or you want to buy some Bitcoin on Robinhood Crypto,
you can do it all on the Robinhood app.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood.
For our third and final story, first Uber got hacked, then Grand Theft Auto got hacked.
Both allegedly by a teenager.
How is Uber responding, Jack?
With a job post.
With a job post. Yetis, Friday afternoon, if you worked at Uber, you were clearing out emails, trying to get to inbox zero, you got to get the drinks in the marina, you want to get that espresso martini at Balboa Cafe, you're really excited.
And then you saw this message on Slack. I am a hacker. I have hacked Uber. Uber has suffered a data breach.
Kind of awkward. Maybe thought it was a joke. It was not. And how did the hack happen?
The hacker says that he texted an Uber employee pretending to be the IT manager and got that employee to text him the employee's password.
It was that simple. And the hacker was only 18 years old.
According to the New York Times, employees literally thought it was a joke. The stock market didn't.
No, it did not. The stock for Uber, how much did it fall, Jack?
It fell 5% because experts say that this was a total compromise of company security.
Experts say that this 18-year-old hacker got access to all of Uber's systems.
It's like the hacker had keys to Uber's car.
It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off is what this is, Jack. It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
The hacker threatened to dump all of Uber's source code, which sounds important,
yes,
onto the web, but hasn't done that yet. He's kind of done nothing.
Neither one of us would know what to do if we got that source code, would we, Jack? Now, Yetis, Jack and I were talking on Friday, and we said, you know what? Let's not do a story on this. You know, let's see if more develops over the weekend.
And it did.
It did. Because then Jack and I woke up on Monday morning and we saw this.
Grand Theft Auto had been hacked the same exact way.
Grand Theft Auto, the classic video game. High school, you're stealing cars in the video game. Your mom's not happy that you're playing this all the time, right?
Grand Theft Auto is owned by Take-Two. No, she wasn't happy I was playing it. It was a very violent game.
Take-Two, a publicly traded company whose video game, Grand Theft Auto, just got hacked.
People have waited 9 years for a new Grand Theft Auto. It's been 9 years.
9 years. That's why this hack is such a big deal.
And get this, the new one, Grand Theft Auto 6, isn't coming out for 2 more years.
But the hacker just spoiled Grand Theft Auto's debut by posting videos of it 2 years early.
Yes, he posted 90 videos of in-game action. It was an incomplete game. You can see, like, code that's not even done.
But that's not even the wildest part.
It turns out the same hacker is claiming responsibility for both the Uber hack and the Grand Theft Auto hack.
Yeah, one hacker is claiming he pulled off 2 major hacks in just 72 hours.
The hacker says he did both hacks through social engineering.
Social engineering.
Pretending to be the IT person on a text message and getting a password.
And he says he did it for fun and that Uber security was, and I quote, let me just make sure I got this correct, awful. He said it was awful, Jack.
Not a good day for Uber.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Uber and Grand Theft Auto?
If you want to see a company's priorities, check out their job board.
Yetis, you can't see a CEO's internal business plan or secret budget or private office notes.
But you can get pretty close to those things by simply looking at the company's career page.
Yeah, job listings. Job listings reveal where a company is putting its money and what direction it's going in.
So after that hack, we looked at LinkedIn and checked out Uber's available jobs.
Well, in the last 3 days, Jack and I noticed a dozen new positions for security engineers popping up on Uber's job page.
App security, enterprise security, ID detection expert, senior threat detection analyst.
Besties, it's a case study. If you want to see a company's priorities, just look at their job openings.
Uber's priority is defeating this 18-year-old hacker and anybody else like him.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for T-Boy Tuesday?
Hilton Hotels is doing the interior design for one of the new space stations.
Instead of will work for pay, sometimes you gotta pay for work.
For a second story, shopping malls are looking for gyms to fill the empty department store space.
To save the mall from sinking, it needs a new anchor.
And our third and final story is Uber and Grand Theft Auto. They both suffered very similar hacks.
Yetis, if you wanna see what a company is strategizing about, check their job board. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by LaShawn Moo from lovely Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh boy, last week, I enlightened all the Yetis and Besties and all of us that a pack of flamingos isn't called a pack at all.
Yeah, a group of flamingos is called a flamboyant. That was a great fact. I love that fact.
But flamingos, according to LaShawn, are not the only bird with a cool name to describe the crew.
No, 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 no. The owl is a solitary animal. But Jack, if you see a bunch of owls in the wild, what should you call that group of owls?
Don't call it a bunch.
No.
Call it a parliament.
Yetis, it's not a flock, it's not a school, and it is not a congress of owls.
A group of owls is called a parliament. Bringing it British again, full circle.
Besties and Yetis, you look fantastic to start the week. Jack, that is a cute top, if I might say so myself.
You think I'm pulling it off?
I think you pull off the halter. But if you know someone who you think should be enjoying this pod, turn to them and say, hey, HYHTBOY.
Have you had the best one yet? This is how we grow the show.
If you know, you know. And before we go, congrats to legendary Yeti Daniel from Colorado, who is on a 500-day step streak with his Fitbit.
500 days, 10,000 Ks, all the ways.
And Alexia Moniz just got a new job over at Bain.
And congrats to Holly Brinkman for getting a new job at Deloitte.
We're on a consulting tear because Meg Patel just got a new job as an analyst too.
And big congrats to Ebony and Chuck Camelu, who just bought their first home together in Brooklyn, New York.
And a happy birthday to Bestie Eva, the investment banker over in New York City.
And happy birthday to Christian Manti in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Just outside Virginia.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, and Nick and I both own stock of Peloton and Robinhood. Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
A lot of you listen to our show while you're driving.
Two hands on the wheel. Keep it 10 and 2.
You might be cruising, Chris. No rush. Stay in the right lane.
Or you might be Darlene from Duncan, dotting from lane to lane.
Yeah, there are different drivers on the road. There are different investors, too.
Maybe you're cruising down the long-term lane with stock investing, or maybe you're a more advanced full-speed trader.
Well, the Robinhood app helps put you in the driver's seat wherever you're at in your investing journey.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned by or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.